I was wondering if, first of all, you'd care to reflect on what is a remarkable series of victories for the SNP across Edinburgh and the country.
I think it's a clear demonstration of how the majority of people in this country think that they're optimistic and that they know there's a bright future for Scotland. And the choice that they had in this election was between the SNP, who recognises the potential of this country and said that we would do everything we possibly could to realise that potential, and the other people who criticised the fortunes and the potential of the country, saying that we couldn't go alone, independence was going to be disastrous if it ever came about. People don't want to hear that. People want to be upbeat, they want to be confident. And I think that the SNP's campaign was a positive campaign, whereas most of our opponents' campaigns was negative, and I think it badly backfired on them.
And given that there are so many new MSPs in Edinburgh, surely you have a big job ahead of you as a party to build up the recognition and the mechanisms on the ground to consolidate the gains that you've made.
Yes, but it's a great problem to have, isn't it? I mean, that was a situation back in 2007 when we were elected and we formed a minority government. Many of the MSPs then, of course, were brand new, but then the work that they have done over the last 4 years has been rewarded by this fantastic turnout and this return to Scottish government, and the Scottish people have put their faith in the SNP after witnessing that we were capable of governing this country. So it's a pleasant problem to have, but I have no doubt that that my colleagues who have been elected to MSPs will rise to the challenge.
And finally, obviously the Liberal Democrats have taken a hit based on national UK issues, but it could also be said that perhaps they were rejected by Edinburgh voters because of their performance on the council. Why is it that you think that the SNP haven't had the same backlash?
Well, to be fair to the Liberal Democrats, we didn't hear anything said about them regarding their performance on the City of Edinburgh Council. In fact, if you look at the record of the City of Edinburgh Council, of which we're part of the administration over the last 4 years, we have won award after award, plaudit after plaudit, that this city has been the most improved urban local government in Scotland. We've won awards from the Audit Commission. Some people in the newspapers would have you believe that there was a disaster round every corner, that there's litter. We've won awards for having clean streets. So in that regard, it's not true. The record of the city administration, I think, is good. There is the outstanding problem regarding trams, of course, and that we appear to be no further forward in finding a resolution to that thorny problem. We in the SNP have always opposed the tram project. We thought it was ill thought out, ill conceived, and that's proven to be the case. But I do think, of course, that there's been an impact on the Liberal Democrats' fortunes in this city, which has not a little to do with the coalition in Westminster and what's happening down south.